everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing okay out there in COVID lockdown land. People have been asking, Jonathan, we haven't heard from you for a couple of episodes. Friends, I'm back. I've been studying. I'm doing a heap of extra study at the moment. And I got three kids under the age of 12, so I've suddenly gone from, you know, globe-trotting speaker and a business owner and motivator and motivating person, speaker, writer, to homeschooling dad trying to do everything he was doing before. So shout out to all those homeschooling families out there. You guys are amazing. Please write more books, because Karen and I are like adapting really fast to this challenging time. But to all the teachers out there, friends, how you going? I hope you're doing okay. Challenging, isn't it? To deliver content and to be still sharing the gospel in some way with students over Zoom or in email contact or messaging contact or whatever learning management system, LMS, you may be using. So thank you for what you're doing. Just a word of encouragement first. Things are slowly getting back to normal here in Australia. My son is going back to elementary, primary school next week. They're reopening Monday. Karen and I are like, thank you, Lord. We're so excited. He loves school. He's got a fantastic school. Shout out to everybody at Marist there. You're doing a great job, and he's really excited to be going back. So that's good. I know for my American friends, it's quite a different circumstance. There's still a lot of lockdown. There's still a lot of things, as the US Marines would say, it is a fluid situation. It is things are still unfolding. So prayers with you. Hang in there. I just want to encourage people, like the self-care part. I've talked about it a lot in recent episodes, friends. Food, exercise, fun, joy, finding things that light you up a little bit, that give you a sense of happiness and peace and joy in your life. We've got to stay on those things. So please, can you make sure, as a Catholic educator, if you're still in lockdown, that you're getting a walk in, that you're hydrating properly. You know, simple stuff. Let me go, really, Jonathan, that's all you got for us today? No, I got more in just a second. But my, you know, the point is, at my desk, I've got this big kind of 1 liter water bottle, and I'm just hitting that all day, all day. I mean, the worst thing is you end up spending half your work day in the bathroom. I get that. But you got really good hydration. So keep drinking water, keep eating well. I'm eating super clean these days. And I find that if you put those things in place, it really can help. And try and limit your vodka intake to just one bottle a day, friends. I know it's a stressful time. No, you get the point. So we want to limit those things that aren't too good for us and really maximize those things at the moment. So teachers, I love you to bits, but you're the worst at this in the world, many of you. Self-care. You give so much that you often forget to really look after one of the most precious resources, which is your own well-being and relationships. All right, today's message, I want to share with you a great quote from one of the crucial church documents in education, the Catholic School on the Threshold of the Third Millennium. Listen to this great quote. No Catholic school can adequately fulfill its educational role on its own. One more time. No Catholic school can adequately fulfill its educational role on its own. What a curious statement. Think about public education, or as we say in here, in Australia, government education. They will obviously say that the role of parents is important and other stakeholders, but really a public education system is responsible for its results. It has to fulfill its mandate pretty much on its own. Now, yes, as I said, parents, they'll say, they'll reference parents, but you know, people are going to judge that school by what it produces and achieves and creates in its own educational sort of ecosystem. So how's a Catholic school different? Because this quote, one more time, no Catholic school can adequately fulfill its educational role on its own, is telling us that there's something that a school needs from outside. Well, what does it need? Well, as you go deeper into these documents, one of the things that it talks about a school needing, I'm going to mention that in a few others over the next few days, but it requires hearing the word of Christ. The church documents say that the Catholic school must hear the word of Christ as an external thing that comes into that school context, that school ecosystem, to allow that school to fulfill its role. So think about Jesus's parable of the sower. You know, that this seed is sown and it falls into all sorts of different places. But if it falls into receptive soil, then a harvest springs up. So Catholic schools have to be places that hear the word of Christ. How do they hear it? They hear it through sacred scripture. So sacred scripture, the reading of it, the hearing of it, needs to be a central thing in Catholic education. How? You know, in the Archdiocese of Sydney, sort of near where I live in Australia, they do the Angelus now. You know, so that there's this sort of scriptural basis coming into the lives of tens of thousands of young people every day. So maybe in your school, where is the hearing of the word of Christ in your school? Is it just a liturgy once, you know, once a month or once a year? Or is the word of Christ heard in your school? How? Posters? Beautiful artwork? Do students walk down corridors or step into classrooms and see images, you know, with scripture quotes so that the word of Christ is just percolating and permeating through that environment? You know, is there moments of prayer as a teacher? So you're thinking, well, I'm at home right now. Friends, if you're jumping on Zoom today with your class at any point, or you're sending out an email communication or something on an LMS, then please allow them to hear the word of Christ. Oh, Jonathan, seriously, as if they're going to listen, they're at home, try it anyway. You're not responsible for the result. See, that's the Holy Spirit's job. You're only responsible for sharing the message and scattering the seed. So today in your Zoom class, maybe just grab a tiny quick scripture reflection. A little scripture reflection to say, hey, everybody, before we start, let's have some silence here on Zoom. Everybody mute your microphones. I'm going to read some scripture. We're going to have 20 seconds of silence. So friends, your school has got to be a place where young people can hear the word of Christ. And even if your classroom right now is virtual, it's got to be a place where they can virtually hear the word of Christ. All right, so I want to encourage you with that. Just slot that into your teaching today. Get back to me. Let me know how it went. Well, now what else? Okay, that's it for the episode. Please subscribe. Going to have some more good stuff for you in the next few days. So hit subscribe right now. Share this with other teachers. Get the message out. Encourage them. And I want you to do this for me. Go to onecatholicteacher.com. So that's O-N-E, not the number one, but the letter one. So O-N-E, or the word one, onecatholicteacher.com. Go to the resources tab and grab that free trial of the Going Deeper program. Free. You get like 3 episodes of awesome content. Just jump on that right now. You're going to love it. Also, the book's there, my book, Tools and Fuels, and also my new book. Got this amazing new book that's come out called Finishing Strong. It's an amazing book for teachers, for parents, for students. So jump on onecatholicteacher.com and hit the resources tab. All right, friends, God bless you. You can find me on Twitter, Being Catholic One, number one this time. Instagram, Jonathan Doyle 47. Now, email me if you need to, Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, jonathan@onecatholicteacher.com. God bless you, friends. I'm going to pray with you. Jesus, I just pray for your blessing, your presence, your power to be over every teacher hearing my voice right now. Holy Spirit, inspire, guide, resource, restore every teacher listening, and all you great saints of the church, all you holy men and women, pray for us today. St. Michael Archangel, I ask for your intercession and your protection over every teacher and their families in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. Friends, COVID is going to end. We are a resilient species. God is with us. Things are going to be difficult, but they're going to pass. We're going to come through. There are better days ahead. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.